Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Welcome back to the other episode on goal setting. Yesterday, remember I talked about kicker long-term goals that you have, you want to complete by the end of this year, and break it down to major parts. And I give you an example, let's say if you wanted to build a house or something, and you need to have five major things that you need to get done in order for you to accomplish that at the end of the year. And for each month, you want to take one of those things and you're going to work on it singularity, just that one thing, the entire month that you to achieve your goals, right? We all know that anything that's worth having and worth doing in life, you got to do it right, and it takes work. But doesn't mean that you have to work hard and work to your point of exhaustion and really staying awake because you're panicking. It's a very important, it's a big dream. You want to do everything that you can to meet that goal. But the best thing to do is really work smart, right? That's why I'm breaking it down to one. So that way it will help you stay focused on one thing at a time. I have been most of my life a jack of all trade. What does that mean? I have know a little bit about everything, but I didn't master any of those things. And as a business person, that's not good, right? I need to become well known for something. And my goal is to be well known as an educator, coach that show them how to use skill they already have to set up a business for themselves. So that's what I really want to be known for. In order to do that, I need to create one path, one mastery, one expertise. So when people think about it, oh, they think about me. So make sure you break down that goal to daily action. So now you can get down to the detail because you have about 26 days for the month of January. So you need to take that big goal. Now is the time where you drill it down to smaller bite size. So every day, I'm going to do this and I'm going to check off. I'm a checklist person and some people are not. I put my daily task to-do list. I put everything that I'm doing throughout the day on a task, on a list. So I check them off as I'm doing them throughout the day. I have some part of the day that I'm more active. I could do a little bit more. And the other part of the day, I cannot based on the amount of work I have to do. So that's how I do it. I know some of you even break it down to when you're feeling energized or when you make phone calls and when you speak to somebody, when do you send out email, when do you actually build the project. So I know some of you will do all of that, which is good. But me, I just put to-do list and look at everything that I need to do because I don't keep breaking down because to me, let me speak from my personality type. I get bored and tedious, and that takes so much time to do all those different things. The great things, when you do that, it will help you find strategies, tools, right? You can make a plan and how to achieve that by the end of the day. You also can track your progress under the specific task and your specific goal. The next thing that's even better is to find an accountability partner. Right, having a partner means that there's somebody else that's looking over your shoulder to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. You will feel more comfortable and you are more likely to achieve your goals when someone asks you about your progress. And that's why accountability partner work. I'm one of those people that loves accountability partners because I want to hear that I'm keeping my word. It's not because I can't do it without a partner. I just like it. It's motivation for me. I want to hear, hey, Dr. Daphne, did you go on StreamYard? I want to say yes, and here's what I did. You know, if I say I'm going to go live twice this month of January, I want somebody to check to make sure, hey, Dr. Daphne, did you go live like you plan to do twice this month? And I want it to be checked because that works for me. A good accountability partner would help you become self-aware. It's going to help you figure out the areas that you're good at and the areas you're not so good at. So it's going to also keep you honest on your plan. Is it too much? Is it too little? That's what the accountability partner is going to do. If you get stuck, you could also talk to them. If you need some more strategies, some more tools, you could also talk to them, right? You will know where you're good at. In the places you're good at, you're going to get those done very quickly. In the places you're not so good at, of course, you know that take a little bit of time. I am not the advocate for people to fix their weaknesses. That is tedious or unmotivating. No one want to keep looking at what is that you're weak at. To me, I'm looking for a different word to describe that, but I can't think of it other than unmotivated. So always work with what you're good at first. Do all the things you are good at, because that's fun. It's better that way. It's easier that way, because when you're good at something, you get it done. And then after you do all the stuff you're good at, then you can start tackling the stuff you're not so good at, because you already feel good for the day. You already did all the stuff that you need to do. And that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so for today, to wrap up, is one, make sure you take that goal you're going to focus on for the month of January. Break it down to daily tasks. Create some kind of a way to keep a check on what it is that you're doing, and find an accountability partner that's going to help you track your progress. Okay, and then work from your area of your strength, not weaknesses. Okay, so don't forget to email me. I am looking for people to interview to see what you guys are doing this year, what your big goals are, and how did you break it down the way I'm sharing with you. Because like I said, me for the month of January is StreamYard, right? I did some research yesterday. I played around with it to get to know the platform. So that's what the month of January is for me, StreamYard. All things StreamYard, because it's going to help me get really good at handling the different social media platforms.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.